Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Live. Live. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, November 28th, 2018. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening. Glad to be here.
And Michael Kelly is here as well.
Good evening, everyone. Always happy to be here.
The Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. And we have a number of educational programs in addition to this weekly program, including EmpoweredRecovery.com, which offers help for the friends and family of alcoholics and addicts, Paranexus.org, an association of anomalous researchers, MetaphysicsInstitute.org, where we offer bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysical science, spiritual counseling, holistic life coaching, holistic healing, hypnosis, paranormal science, and many other areas. And Thomas Francis University, which offers standalone metaphysical courses and degrees at tfuniversity.org. I'd like to read our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. The first one is do no harm, do right. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. Number 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. Number 4, we are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Number 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And you can read the expanded version of these 9 principles at our website at metaphysicalhumanism.org. So, again, welcome to all those joining us live, those in the chat room, those listening to the archives. We appreciate your time. I know the weather is kind of crummy in different parts of the U.S. anyway, and it's certainly cold here in Florida. It's like 42 or 5 degrees, one of those two. Probably 42. I should have looked, but it's...
Michael says that's a Canadian summer.
It's chilly, but I know it's even worse up north. So I hope those of you up north in the snow and the cold are staying safe. But we appreciate you being here tonight. Tonight we're going to talk about traditions. And it's an interesting topic that's probably got more to it than we would think. But Michael's going to start us off, so go for it, Michael. Or not.
Well, I don't know. When I think about traditions, I think that I can't help but get the song from Fiddler on the Roof out of my head. But when it comes to things like that, when he was talking about traditions are something that bind us to our communities, they bind us to our history, our ancestors, and there is something important about that. It's an anchor, if you will. And even though they have that value, we need to kind of look at, well, in my mind, we are looking at this in kind of 3 aspects. We look at the value of our history, of those traditions, the value that they play. But we also look at traditions with a critical eye. We realize the context of the things that we do. Many people around the world we'll celebrate Christmas in a secular fashion because it's a holiday that kind of carried over just as a cultural manifestation. And there are other traditions that we've let fall to the wayside because we realized that they were in error, that there was, really nothing, there was no meaning to them for us anymore. And when that happens, when they have no meaning for us and they have no place in our lives anymore, we let them fall away. And that kind of brings me to my third overall point is we need to always look for opportunity to try to form new traditions in a meaningful way. So those sometimes maybe a, you know, spontaneous, wonderful day with friends and family, great memories, or quirky things that are native to your kind of your group, your friends and family and your unit. Turn those things into traditions, make them something that will bind you together and form, well, reinforce that bond. And then you can also look at it in a broader sense. You know, a lot of what we're doing here is, you know, we formed a lot of new traditions. We formed a tradition of gathering every Wednesday evening and discussing some of the great questions that have plagued humanity for eons. And that's a pretty good tradition.
Yeah, good point.
Well said, Michael. I really appreciate your points. I mean, and as Dr. Kelly said too, it's a really broad topic, broader than people realize. When I first had children and I really looked at what the nursery rhymes meant, I didn't say them again.
Yeah, that, no kidding.
That was a tradition I was not willing to keep from my childhood. You know, but even 25, 30 years ago, it occurred to me that not being a practicing Christian, I wanted to revive my indigenous Sami roots and the Norse people. And so that became more of a thing that I kind of instilled in my children. And that's not to say that they didn't participate with other people in other celebrations, but what I like to recreate in my home and family was more in keeping with what resonated with me. And thankfully, both of my daughters have carried on that, and along with their husbands, it resonated with them as well. So I was really glad that it kind of spread in a really good, healthy way. And that's our bonding. My son, as everyone here who's, you know, been with the show knows, that my son is a practicing Christian. It has a completely different set of values and celebrations. And so our bonding isn't the same, which is interesting. And when we have diametrically opposing views, unfortunately, people can dismiss each other. And I say that unfortunately because one of my dearest friends is a huge, you know, staunch Christian, but we really appreciate one another because she is really good. She's kind. She's generous. She's amazing. She has a daughter who's a pantheist. I have a son who's a Christian. So we were able to find a wonderful middle ground. So we have our own, we formulated our own traditions within our friendship, you know, whether we're visiting each other. See, those are little elements of traditions that you can bring into your life, as Michael has said. So, you know, as we come into this holiday time, I just think it's a wonderful time for family, community, getting together. But, you know, don't hesitate to say, some things aren't working for me anymore. And maybe you want to change something up that it's healthy or better and resonates more with you. And it could be something as simple as, you know, I'm not going to do turkey anymore. I'm going to cook a ham. And even something as simple as that starts to make a change. That's all.
Well, those are good points. And of course, you know, a couple of other points that come to mind is, you know, this time of year, especially as we get in toward Christmas holiday season, you know, especially, well, in a lot of developed countries, you know, it's the Christmas spirit, as they call it, right? And people are tend to be nicer and so forth. And, you know, that's just a good habit to stay in all year long. I'm not the first to bring that up, but that's just something that we need to do. And, of course, we promote that on this program all the time, you know, of doing the right thing, paying it forward, you know, doing no harm, doing right, you know, which is also known as random acts of kindness, things like that. We can do that all year, you know, letting somebody out in traffic, not always insisting on everything right here, right now, or the entitlement attitude. So we can try to extend this and just make that a habit of just being kind to people and letting people, you know, giving them a break when we can, that kind of a thing. You know, just more so than maybe we were used to. It's just something to think about, just to carry that Christmas spirit all through the year. And it's important to note that Christmas was originally a pagan holiday, so we're good there, huh?
Call it Yuletide. Yuletide.
Saturnalia.
Yeah, I call it Yuletide. You know, I'm really happy to see on our community forum via Facebook, a lot of people, and I mean a lot, have been saying, I'd really like to find a family I'd like to give to, you know, for Christmas, and any recommendations. So people are sharing names of groups or organizations or people and starting to do it individually, not just kind of $20 in the Salvation Army. Do you know what I mean? It's like they want to participate. One woman said, I'd like to do a bunch of baking. Are there other people who don't have, you know, what they need to bake? I'd be happy to give baking. What other groups are working through the holiday? Something that I have often done, my son-in-law nearly always works through, he works in the ER and ICU during Christmas because we celebrate Yuletide, which is days before. So he's happy to work and, of course, extra money. But I'll send baking up, you know, with him that he can take to work and, you know, share with the people or people who come in during Christmas. And it's interesting how many people end up in the ER because they have nowhere to go. And, you know, they're cold and winter. And so they try to make it as pleasant as possible. I'm really glad. That's all part of the giving forward, that sharing. And the holiday season does inspire us to be that. I honestly wish it were more throughout the year. But I call Christmas Day actually the day of peace, because it is the most peaceful day, I think, on the planet. Yeah. And I like to myself just stay at home alone. I might do some baking with my kids, my grandkids, but to leave it quiet, because I like to tune into that quiet, you know, where everything's just, and I mean this sincerely, if you tune in intuitively, it's the quietest day of the year. And we have, just because we can do it in one day proves to me that we can do it any day we choose as long as we agree. So it's that energy that mm-hmm. kind of spreads, so that giving forward, that sharing time, anything that brings kind of a joy to your life. But if you have the means to share, by all means, kind of a suggestion, find your local community forums. Facebook is the greatest social media for that. But there's other ways, too. You can ask around. So.
Yep, so good points. And the other thing that we want to bear in mind, too, on traditions, want to keep it positive, but there are times that traditions can be negative. They can not be healthy. And this really kind of ties in a little bit to obligations. You know, traditions, often people feel obligated toward them, and they don't really like them or they don't want to do them, but they feel an obligation, and there are different types of obligation. And, you know, one of the biggest ones is self-imposed obligations. And part of that is when other people impose obligations on us and we go along with it. We don't like it, but we go along with it for whatever reason. And so there may come a time when you have to change the tradition. You know, when it's no longer working, everything grows and evolves. Nothing stays constant. So, you know, don't be afraid to adjust traditions as necessary to make sure they're healthy. And if there's some part of the group that insists on some kind of an unhealthy tradition, well, that's not good. You know, that's just not good. That's being selfish and that's being controlling. I mean, there's all kinds of traditions around the world, and they're not good. Honor killings is one. You know, there's been human sacrifice over the ages and different things like that. Those are all tradition, religious traditions, usually. And that's not healthy. And so there are other far less serious, you know, tradition types that may need to be looked at. So bear in mind that traditions, to be healthy, they need to empower and build up, and they need to make everybody feel a part. And that's another aspect of it. You know, we want to make sure that our traditions don't exclude anybody that they should include, you know, especially with family and things like that. We want to make sure that our traditions are broad enough to include different members of the family with different belief systems as necessary. Because when you boil it all down, it's not about your political leanings. It's not about your religious leanings. It's about people. You know, life is about people. It's about family. It's about getting along with others and appreciating people and not being so dogmatic about your own opinions or your own belief system, and to the extent where you think it should be everybody's belief system. And if they don't agree with you, well, then they're no good type of thing. It doesn't matter. You know, when we're on our deathbed, that's not going to be a big issue. We're going to wish we had spent more time with those we care about. And so now's the time to do that. All right. Any points coming up in the chat that we need to highlight?
Well, Angie is sharing some, you know, great experiences and testimonials that she's, you know, whether it's to old folks' homes or, you know, just kind of sharing. And it's great stories. I might, you know, I'd like to just add in about, because as you were talking, I was thinking about so many little traditions that people have kind of put to the wayside. And one of them is eating together. You know, a lot of people don't eat at a table together anymore and have a meal together without the phones or the TV and other things where you're interacting. But the other thing is a blessing before a meal. And a blessing isn't so much a religious experience as it is a spiritual experience and something that is binding for the family. And if you don't mind, I'd like to share it was an old Rosicrucian blessing that I just fell in love with, and I taught to my kids and now my grandkids. And it's simply about, once you've dished out your plates, well, I guess I'll share it anyway, dished out your plate, you put your hands over your food and you say, by the benediction of the cosmic, may the benediction of the cosmic be granted to the food we are about to receive. Let it be magnetized with the spiritual radiations from our hands and thus supply the needs of the body. So mote it be. And it's an experience that we can all share in that, but it's about energy, talks about energy. It's about the cosmic. And the other thing it does, like Pavlov's theory, is a blessing takes that moment for the message to go from the brain to the digestive system to receive food. So there's a biochemical reason for doing that also. So, you know, from all the angles, if anybody is so inclined, you know, kind of consider to make up your own blessing, you know, or something likened to that.
It's also in line with gratitude, you know, just expressing gratitude to the universe. Yeah. Is essentially what it is.
And right along those lines, if you want to write something down and share it on a piece of paper with everybody that you're having over for dinner, or just say, I wrote something, maybe we can all say it together, you know, or somebody take the lead. It's just one of those small little traditions that it's that unity and, again, the experience of it. I have many traditions that are from my Norse people that I started instilling, and whether people think it's witchery or not, it doesn't matter to me, but every Yuletide, I put together pouches of mistletoe and hawthorn in a little piece of white fabric, tie it with a red rimmed, and over sweetgrass, and I say the blessing of it, and there's reasons for all these elements. And all of my people who are close to me, my kids, get these to put over their door for the coming year. Every year, the old pouch is taken down and it's burned. So you let go of the old and you put up a new one, which is protection to in your home for the following year. So little things like that I did that, again, it's the tradition and the practice of it, and we explain what it is, and we do the storytelling, and it's fun. It helps us remember our ancestors, where we came from, and it kind of instills what I call a spiritual glue of where we're going. That there's so much mystery that we still have to learn about. And in young people especially, I love to inspire that mystery. So they ask questions that are beyond the usual what's in your face on Google and Christianity. So,
good points. Great traditions. So hopefully this discussion of traditions has got you thinking, you know, and just make sure they're healthy and they're inclusive to the people who need to be included, and that they're not unhealthy. That's really the big thing. And take this Christmas spirit and just keep it going all through the year. Do no harm, do right, pay it forward, random acts of kindness. Don't forget, one of the greatest gifts you can give to anybody is just the gift of a good word, you know, an encouraging word. And so, you know, you can do that in just easy ways. You know, wow, you did a great job on that. That is amazing. You know, and things like that. It's just, that's an encouraging word. It helps people to feel good. All right, you know, so.
One other thing I'd like to, and this is my friend Susan gave this to me years ago. She's notorious for buying little $5 gift cards, whether it's to the local Tim Horton or coffee shop or donut shop. And she will hand those out to street people that she encounters through the season. So if you're inclined and you have an extra, let's say $20, $25, go buy some $5, you know, little gift cards, and as you feel it, as your intuition tells you, you know, pass it on. It's huge for people who don't have a home, food, and no matter the circumstance, you're spreading the joy. So not cash out of your pocket. You know that they have to go and turn it in. They're going to get a coffee and a donut, and that's special.
Good idea. All right, so if you'd like a card pulled from our Inner Oracle card deck, please put your name in the chat room. And for those of you who are new to the program, our Inner Oracle cards are simply a deck of 54 cards and several suits that have different nuggets, life skills, things to get you thinking. And so that's what they're designed for, and they're kind of uncanny at times. And so that's what we, one of our traditions of the last, 3 years now, we've been doing that, and we used to do it on our video program as well. And so it's interesting, and it's always interesting to see where it will lead. So,
you know, we've been talking about time lately and how fast where the last number of years has gone. And now we're turning another calendar. You know, it's like the end of the year again, another calendar come and gone, and the gratitude that I feel, not only for IMHS, Dr. Kelly, Michael, Tracy, but for all of you people who join us every week, it's become a tradition for us also, even though sometimes we take time off, like we have an announcement coming up, but it's very special for all of us, and the time, it's a bonding that we all have, and I just wanted to throw that out there. So,
well, and I'll add to it, you know, I agree completely. And one of the things that I'm thankful for, and I've mentioned this before, but one of the things I'm really thankful for, I'm thankful for the opportunity to start this church and the schools, but because of what they bring, and they bring hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of people of like mind, people who want to make the world a better place, people who want to help other people, and frankly, you know, it kind of restored my faith in humanity, and that's no small thing for me. You know, I mean, back in 2010, I started this church and the schools. IMHS first, and then TFU came a little bit later, a few years later. But the point is that we started attracting people of like mind, people who want to go out and make a difference, who are making a difference, but want to make a difference in an even greater way. And And they share their stories with us and their assignments. And if you're a student, you know what I mean. And one of the things that I really love is to see real live human beings. And that comes out a lot in the assignments. And that's what I want. I want to see who you are. I want to see what's inside you, what's deep down in your heart. I want to see who you are as a human being. I don't want just, you know, a bunch of answers. I mean, anybody can write answers from the study material, but it's that extra that when people show their humanity that is gratifying, and the things that they're doing and the stories they tell, you know, when they're teaching, they're passing along these valuable life skills that we teach that you almost can't learn just anywhere. You gotta read a lot of stuff to pick up all these hundreds of life skills and nuggets and things that we teach, you know, that came from a lifetime of experience and adversity and hardship and thinking and development. And that's where they came from. And they pass these things along to their kids, and their kids take them and make a difference at school. Or, you know, the student, the parent is making a difference at the school by starting programs to help feed the kids. I mean, there's all kinds of things that happen that take their kids take an interest in kids that nobody else takes an interest in. And that's the kind of stuff that, you know, that makes me feel good because it's being passed along. And that supports my greater hope that we as a species will continue to evolve and grow and evolve. Did I say evolve, you know, to the next level? And yeah, so that we're not so enveloped in tribal warfare and in hateful speech, which has been so common the last two and a half years. And it's like, you know, the political powers make it okay. Oh, it's okay to bring out your inner racist, or it's okay to bring out your inner.
Yeah.
Well, I can't say that word on the air, but, you know, it's okay. It's like, so that all these people are, you know, not all of them, but a lot of people are embracing that, and they're being mean. They're not being kind. And so sometimes it gets old, and sometimes we just want to rash, you know, what's the word? We want to thrash out at people. We want to, you know, we want to do that, but we can't get caught up in that. We have to maintain our own integrity and behave in such a way that we are worthy of it.
I would like to share a very recent story of a couple's counseling that I've been working with, and he is notorious for making racist comments. And I had a moment where she had to leave the room for a moment. It's all on Skype. And I asked him, "Do you consider yourself a racist?" He goes, "Well, no. I said, "So I understand in your racist comments or your jokes." He said, "I just do it for the attention, gets their goat." So I asked him, "Well, I have to say, what emotion do you get from that? What kind of thrill besides irritating people? Like, what is your emotional rush when you do that?" Well, I hadn't thought about it. Because while you're having fun, other people are being hurt. Whoa. I said, in my family, in a mixed family, that's very hurtful. Even things that are said jokingly, it's hurtful. Especially when you're raising children, and I have to teach them how to deflect that and not be hurt by it. And his whole demeanor changed. He hadn't thought about it that way. In our next session, his wife said, "I don't know what you said to him, but it's something really changed." And I said, "Oh, I'm really glad to hear." And that's, we just left it at that because he's processing his shame, which is really, you know, it touched me when you get to the root of it. And some of these people who say bad things on the internet and, you know, they're harsh. And sometimes I have gone, I don't like to, but once in a while I'll go in and say, "I think this is somebody who's been very hurt in their life." And all the trolling stops. It's really interesting. Mm-hmm. Love will do that to people. When you reach way down inside of somebody and you hit that nerve that we all are alike with, it begins to change. It's conscience. It's in that spiritual sense. It's to touch the heart.
And, you know, I that's a good point you bring up. You know, these people who basically make hateful comments. I mean, if you look at YouTube, you look at the comments, you know, there's a lot of hate here and there. I mean, there's a lot of positives, too. But then there's the people who may not like the presenter or the video or whatever, and they'll say, they'll mock them or they'll say negative things about them. You know, and here's the thing. This is, I felt this way for decades. Nobody has the right to tear another person down, you know, who's just expressing themselves. Now, obviously there's cases where people are doing wrong and they need to be brought out. Yeah. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about everyday people doing their thing, and there's always some person who has to put a thumbs down and say, you know, it's stupid or whatever, because they think it is. And you're right, it's their own stuff that's coming out. That's why they act out. That's why they behave the way they do, because it's their stuff, not the other person's stuff. And so, but that's the point I want to make. Nobody has the right to tear down another person. That's just, that is a moral crime. It really is. So that's all I have to say about that. So let's do card pulling.
Well, and I just want to add, Brianna said through IMHS, I began to realize I was not alone. And that we've had lots of comments. Kim says, glad I found this place. And we're glad for you too. So speaking of which, Fran pulled number 21 for the room, and I think it's a great way to start off pulling cards. Number 21, Insight Wisdom. And Michael, if you can be hands on deck for Kim, that would be great. Fran says, wisdom is a, her card says, wisdom is a successful application of knowledge using experience and understanding. Insight is discernment in seeing the underlying truth. This may be a time to look deep into your inner character and underlying truth to understand motives and reasons. Insight, wisdom, and acceptance of the true nature of a present situation or individual is necessary to gain a deeper understanding as well as to discover potential solutions. And we all have yet. Thanks for pulling that card, Fran. So that's great. Okay, for Kim, Michael, what do you have?
And for Kim, I pulled number 33, preference and principle. A mark of knowledge and wisdom is knowing when and how to offer an opinion or voice a complaint. If it is a matter of preference, yield. If it is a matter of principle, policy, or law, stand firm. It's important to know when and where to pick your battles. Be selective regarding the areas in which you invest your energy.
Good one. Dr. Edward, I pulled gratitude for you. Number 36, gratitude is the joy one feels in the heart when the mind awakens to the gifts of life, no matter how seemingly small or insignificant. Boy, have we not been talking about that tonight. The truest essence of love lives within the feeling of gratitude, desiring a connection with all life while giving freely without want for return. Gratitude is benevolence that wants to give forward. Take a compliment with graciousness and good manners when gratitude is extended. And I think that last line is really important. It's not just what we give, it's also what we receive. Get the feeling behind it and receive it with grace. So, now, Fran would like a card, Michael.
Mm-hmm. And for Fran, I pulled number 35. One planet, one race, one ancestry, and one destiny. Divine energy lives in all things. Diversity in nature and among humanity is not an evolutionary mistake. It is an evolutionary constant. This card advocates equality, peace, unity, healthy life skills, higher consciousness, and spiritual enlightenment. It is critical for our spiritual evolution that we display tolerance and equality towards others as well as ourselves. Remember, you are of divine energy.
Oh, I like these cards.
That's a perfect one. That makes me think a little bit about the story that you just told about the racist person that you knew, and you talked to him about it a little bit, and you kind of taught him about that one race principle. And that in itself was an act of paying it forward.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, good point.
Well, for Wendy, I have number 15, belief system knowledge base. We each operate from an existing belief system, and sometimes the solution or direction lies outside our belief system. Equally, when knowledge is expanded, a belief system calls for revision. Consider that opening the mind for more information and knowledge may be required. Subsequently, as adjusting a belief system, know that the knowledge you seek is within. Mm. That's another good one. It's a good one. Now, Dr. Shirley is next. Michael, I believe, if I have my list going here.
I think you're right about that. And for Dr. Shirley, I pulled number 41, communication. If the pages will work right. Mm. The most important form of communication is within the higher self, reflecting on one's spiritual evolution. A good communicator both listens and speaks equally, interactively and with interest. A poor communicator either talks too much or listens too much. A lack of communication will kill any relationship, and this is the most effective method for ending an unhealthy relationship. Assertive communication is direct, honest, empathetic, and focuses on win-win. Communication, along with trust, is one of the two most important relationship traits.
It is. Now, we have a newcomer to our room. Nice to see you, and I hope I have the name pronunciation correct, so forgive me if I don't. Aditi, I have selected a card for you, and it is number 23, meaning purpose. The meaning of life is built upon values and beliefs and remains constant. The purpose of life is the action plan for the meaning of life. The purpose can change. A sense of purpose always evolves. The question is not what is the purpose of life, rather it's what's the purpose of my life. True fulfillment comes when embracing your heart's desire with both meaning and a renewed sense of purpose to fulfill that meaning. This card can also relate to the meaning or purpose of a specific situation or the lack thereof.
All right, so I think that was the last one, but if there's anybody that we missed, put your name back in the chat or put it in the chat if you want a card pulled. And I want to address a question. Is rolling the dice and pulling a card the same thing? And the answer is no. And for a couple of, especially for a couple of reasons. The first reason is you roll the dice, you get a number. You pick a card, you get a valuable life skill. But there's an interesting thing that happens with these cards that I never expected when we created them. Gosh, what's it been, 3 or 4 years ago? And it's weird. That's all I can say. It's weird. And the reason, and let me explain what happens. When you pull several cards, or even like tonight, we'll pull cards that bear on our previous discussion. That happens all the time. But when you're using these cards and you pull them and you place them in different diagrams that we have in the guidebook, and you can create your own layouts too if you want. But when you do that, you'll start to find certain themes or threads that begin to come, kind of rise to the surface a little bit. They become more prominent in your thinking. And the reason for that is because your subconscious or your conscious mind bears on it. And I don't know how it all works, but I know that there are times when cards are pulled and it happens so often that just, you know, mere chance just doesn't accurately explain it. But when you pull certain cards or a card, or we pull a card, because when we pull a card, we've got you in mind. And so it has something to do with global consciousness. And I don't know how it all works, but it's uncanny at times, and you have to almost experience it in order to even believe it. And I did, and I have, and continue to. So it's a weird thing. I can't fully explain it, but it's much different. So I hope that helps.
Huh. I think it's in the unconscious, subconscious, universal energy and the kind of how we're bound. I do. And that quantum entanglement and each of these cards and their value, and again, that kind of value that each has, we're connected with that also. So the value speaks because it's in our universal consciousness, if that makes sense.
And for some reason, the cards will speak to us individually, you know, on things that we need to know, things that we need to be reminded of. Again, the whole point of these inner oracle cards, they're called inner oracle self-discovery cards for a reason. The whole point is to help you think, help you do introspection, help you to discover more about yourself and your purpose and your meaning in your life. That's what they're for. All right. So, and if you're interested in getting your own deck of inner oracle cards, just visit the website. If you're in the chat room, you're already on it. Just look, it's metaphysicalhumanism.org. Look for the menu at the top. There's a menu item that says store, and you can find them there. So anyway, that's that. So we've talked a lot about a lot of stuff tonight, but I do want to make an announcement before I forget. We're going to take December off, take a little hiatus here.
From the show.
Regroup. Yeah, from the program, yeah. And regroup and so forth. And, of course, you know, it's a busy month for a lot of people anyway. So the live program will return on January 2nd, Wednesday, January 2nd. And so I just wanted to make sure we got that out there before anything. So any concluding thoughts, Dr. Hunter?
Well, I would encourage everybody to enjoy the holiday season, but enjoy kind of the essence of the energy that's kind of in play during December. And I got to tell you, honestly, too much music and too many decoration, too many commercials kind of makes me crazy. I try to ignore it. But I love the spirit of the season. And we wish you all the very best in throughout this whole season and as we turn a new year. And may the new year – see, it's hope, right? We're all looking for that hope. And hope is the essence of our spirit. So without hope, we got nothing. So we wish you all the very best throughout all of the holiday season and encourage you to tune in, tap in, and enjoy your family, your communities, and wish you all the best in the new year.
And Michael, any concluding thoughts?
Well, I think that tonight's discussion has been perfect to precede the break that we're taking in this kind of holiday season of many different varieties of traditions and many different cultural traditions. I love Dr. Hunter's point earlier about, you know, Christmas Day still is one of the most peaceful days of the year across the earth. And regardless of the underlying points of Christmas as a holiday, that is something to appreciate, that those days happen, that exists in our society. That fact alone is something to appreciate.
It is. It's a great point, and it's something to relish. Especially on Christmas Day, you know, you can just revel in that peace. So, good points. So, tonight, talked about a lot of stuff. Obviously, traditions, insight, wisdom, preference, principles, gratitude, the fact that we're one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny, belief systems, knowledge-based communication, meaning and purpose, and a lot of other stuff. And so, hopefully, you found something tonight that's been encouraging and stimulating intellectually and emotionally, spiritually. That would be great because that's what we do it for. So we wish everyone everybody a great holiday season, great new year. And of course, we'll be back again on January 2nd. And we look forward to seeing everybody again at that time here in the chat room. Thanks so much again to everybody. Thanks to Dr. Hunter. Thanks to Michael. Thanks. We just appreciate it. So until next time, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night, everyone. Happy holidays.
Good night, everyone.